Hello, little listeners. Welcome to Open Window Stories. I'm your storyteller, Meredith Goodwin. Today's story is called Merle the Squirrel, and it's based off a real squirrel I met in Palo Alto, California. Just a reminder, before we get started today, these episodes are pre-recorded for the next few months while I'm on maternity leave, so any new reviews or emails I get won't be read on the podcast until after I get back. Also, I got a new microphone, so hopefully the sound quality will be a little better going forward. Thank you so much to everyone who has continued to tune in and listen to these stories. Stick around at the end of the episode to hear about other ways to support the podcast. Okay, little listeners, ready for Once Upon a Time? Let's go. Merle the Squirrel. There once was a squirrel. His name was Merle. Merle the Squirrel lived in a small park in Palo Alto, California. It was a good park. There were plenty of tall oak trees that made lots of shade, and of course lots of acorns for hiding away. There were slides and swings, and always lots of children running around, which Merle didn't particularly care for. There was also a dog park that Merle kept well clear of, but his favorite part of the park was the tennis courts. Merle the squirrel loved tennis. Bop! Went the ball when a player smacked it with a racket. Bop! Bop! Thwap! Merle liked watching the ball go back and forth. He really liked when a player held a ball high and said, "Three all," or "Zero serving zero." He would watch the players at lessons in the afternoons, but his favorite time was mornings when the really good players came to play before things got too crowded. "Match," they would call when the score hit 21. Merle knew that meant win. Merle would scuttle through the English ivy and stand up tall, watching the ball go bop, bop, bop. His other favorite place to watch was up in the big magnolia tree that stretched its branches over the top of the court. Merle learned that a squirrel couldn't sit up there if a new player was on the court, though. Then the ball would go bop, crash, right into the branches. A squirrel could lose a tail that way. One day, a little girl was learning tennis from her grandmother at Merle's court. Bop hit the grandmother's racket. Bop went the little girl's. All of a sudden, thwap went the ball into the net. "Julie," scolded the grandmother. "You've got to keep your eye on the ball." But Julie wasn't listening. "Look at that, Nai-Nai," she said, pointing at Merle. "That squirrel is watching us play tennis." "Don't be silly," Nai-Nai answered, not even looking at Merle. "Squirrels don't watch tennis." "That one does," said Julie stubbornly. "Well," Nai-Nai replied, "let's give them something to look at then." Bop went the ball again. Bop, bop, bop. Julie was pretty good, thought Merle. After a while, Julie's Nai-Nai said she was tired and went to go get the car to bring them home. Julie walked over to the chain-link fence to look at Merle. "Hi," she said. "I'm Julie." Merle waved. "You like tennis, don't you?" she asked. Merle nodded. "Do you want to play?" asked Julie. "I have a few minutes while my Nai-Nai gets the car." Merle thought for a moment. He did like watching tennis. Would he like to play? He nodded. "Come on," said Julie. "This way." She opened the court door for him, and then she tossed him a tennis ball. Merle held it high over his head like the players did when they said, "Zero serving zero." But his hand was too small, and the ball fell and rolled across the court. "That's okay," said Julie. "I can teach you. Here's a racket." She tried to hand him her spare racket, but when Merle tried to hold it, it just clattered to the ground. "Be stronger," thought Merle. "This is my chance to play tennis." But no matter how hard he tried, he couldn't pick up the racket. It was just too big. Said Julie to Merle. "Have you heard of ping pong?" Merle the squirrel shook his head. He was sad that he would never be big enough to hold a tennis racket. "Come in my tennis bag. I'll show you," said Julie. "My dad plays in the garage with my uncle every night." Merle thought for a moment. "I have some good walnuts, too," said Julie. A good walnut was not something any self-respecting squirrel just turned down. Merle hopped into the tennis bag. Despite being nearly squashed by a tennis racket, Merle felt car rides were much preferable to scurrying along power lines. When they got to Julie's house, Julie unzipped the bag and brought Merle out. "Look," she said, pointing towards the open garage. "Could it be," thought Merle, "a tiny tennis court just for me?" "The rules are the same as tennis," Julie told him. "You serve the ball like this." Pop! Went the ping pong ball as she hit it across the small net. That was almost as good as bop. Merle returned the serve. Pop! "Very good," said Julie. Pop, 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 went the ball across the table. "Hey," said Julie's father when he came into the garage to tell her it was time for dinner. "That squirrel is pretty good at ping pong." "He's my friend from the park, Baba," said Julie. Can I play next? Asked Baba. You can play who wins, said Julie. Merle won! After that, Merle played a lot of ping pong with Julie and her Nai-Nai and Baba. He still liked watching tennis at the park, but now he had new friends and a game just right for him. He thought that was a win. The end. Thank you for listening to Open Window Stories. This podcast was written, read, and produced by me, Meredith Goodwin. Accompanying art is also by me. Music for the intro and outro of this podcast is by David McLeod. If you love today's story, please, please ask your parents to give it 5 stars and write a review in Apple Podcasts. It's the best way to help keep this podcast growing so I can keep bringing you stories. Don't forget to tell your friends. Our next story will come out on Apple Podcasts on March 28th or March 22nd if you're on Patreon. Until then, check out our art on Instagram at Open Window Stories. Parents and teachers, if you are interested in supporting our show further, we're on Patreon, where you can subscribe to listen ad-free and a week early, access free teacher resources like coloring pages and discussion questions, join the sticker club, and more. We're also on TeePublic, where you can buy shirts, mugs, stickers, or anything else you could possibly want to buy with an Open Window Stories picture on it. If you want to write to me, you can at bigstorieslittlepeople@gmail.com. I love hearing from listeners. Until next time, little friends.